With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Gwen and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Really?
Tony just chimes in quickly.
No.
Wait,
no,
whoa,
no,
wait.
No,
no, no, wait.
No, I'm saying, like, the Bears.
Oh, you're just saying the Bears.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
And Chris Ello.
I would like to see a day when you are no longer thought of as snarky.
All right.
Number three. It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Gwen and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, let's hear it, everybody, and happy does! We are here broadcasting live. It is opening day. Look at this crowd.
Wow.
Man, people are fired
this
up.
This is screaming. Awesome.
What a great atmosphere. And just before we get into opening day and the Padres, somebody left a red and black pom-pom up here. The Aztecs must be in the Final Four. I almost cracked my voice just saying that, Scraby.
You did.
I'm still getting choked up every time I say the words Aztecs and Final Four in the same sentence. It just blows me away. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby here at Happy Does in the Gas Lamp. And say hello, everybody. You can't see him, to Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony, how
much.
Are you today? This is the day, man. This is enough of the predictions, enough of the projections. It's time to play ball, Tony, and I'm sure you are ready to go.
I am so tired of predictions at this point. I am very happy to see a real game, real pitches. No more line shifts for taking guys out. You get the nine guys or the eight guys that are going to be out there. And, I think we are set up to what hopefully is a remarkable season for the Padres. It gets started today. We're about 4 hours and 38 minutes away before first pitch is thrown, if we're on time. Should be a lot of fun tonight.
I already heard some people complaining about the National Weather Service delaying the game until 6:40 tonight because it's perfectly sunny right now. But you're out at Petco Park. Could they possibly have played right now? Is the field ready to go, or did they need they needed these extra few hours probably to get ready?
No, they needed at least a couple hours to get it ready. I mean, that grass looks great. There's no standing water anywhere, but they're still blowing underneath the tarp, so that leads me to believe that it's pretty wet under there still. And so, what's funny is once I got to about 12:30, you could kind of see the sky parting a little bit. I was like, I wonder how many people are going to complain that the game got pushed back to 6:40.
Oh, they're going to complain, all right.
Dave Marcus is at the front of the line complaining about it.
Oh, Dave. We're hoping to get to know Dave a lot more during the season.
I have a feeling we are going to get to know Dave very well on this program throughout the season.
Yes.
I don't know what capacity we're going to get him on here, but we're definitely going to hear from him more often than we have.
Yes, it was one of our dreams last year to have a Dave Marcus segment on this program at least once every week. So he could give us the life according to Dave Marcus. And I think we're going to definitely try to make that happen this year. But it is Padres opening day, and we're going to broadcast until 5:40 this afternoon. Annie Heilbrun, the Padres great beat reporter for the Union Tribune and working for the Padres, she's going to join us a little bit later. But for the most part, we're just going to sit back, relax, and get excited for this amazing season that we're all expecting the Padres to have. Of course, opening day has already started. We had our baseball predictions over the last several shows, and in each division we had a we did one prediction that was like a
bold prediction,
yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. My bold prediction for the American League East was that Aaron Judge isn't going to make it to 40 home runs this year. Yeah. He already started off the first pitch of the season. I think he launched it into the stands. So he hit the first home run of the season. Marcus Stroman got the first warning or the first pitch violation on the time clock. Marcus Stroman of the Cubs didn't throw a pitch in time. And Ronald Acuna got the first stolen base after the new rule where you can't throw over to first base more than two times. So baseball is indeed back. It's underway. And look, the Giants are already a half game behind us in the standings. They got knocked off by the Yankees today, 5-0 in New York. So tonight the Dodgers play the Diamondbacks. We'll have to share first place with somebody tonight, Tony, but that's okay.
Yeah, the Giants can hold that L that they took from the Yankees today. How about Rafael Devers being the first guy to take a strike three because of a clock violation?
I didn't see that. I didn't see. He was actually called out because he wasn't in the box in time.
Wasn't in the box on time, so he had to hold that K as he went back to the bench. But, yeah, man, there's going to be a lot of that. I mean, I shouldn't say there's going to be a lot. There's going to be as much as there was during the spring training, at least early. And then, guys, you know, we'll get – especially I think you're going to have it happen in, like, this first series because, you know, it's you're getting back into the swing of, like, real games that matter. Like, you can't sleepwalk through none of this now. And now all of a sudden these at-bats and these hits, they actually matter. They count. So, you know, guys are going to be taking that a little bit more seriously. I do expect guys to use the clock – to their benefit, both pitchers and hitters. But I think we're going to see, for the most part, clean baseball. And I think these rules kind of force that on you. Now, you'll know, I think, a lot easier compared to the past few years in terms of what is a good game, what is not, because the clock makes it so that the only way the game can feel long is if there are a ton of walks or bad errors or things of that nature. You'll know immediately if it's a good baseball you're watching or bad baseball, and I think part of that would be because of the rules.
Yeah, I think the new rules are going to be a tremendous boost for baseball this year, just moving games along at a quicker pace. That's all. You're right, Tony. If the game itself lasts 2 hours and 45 minutes or 3 hours, I don't think anybody's going to really mind as long as it's filled with action.
Action,
and I think that's what these new rules are going to help make it happen, you know? So
yeah. No, I don't think there's any question when you start seeing the shift. Now, listen, we don't. I kind of believe what Bo Mel thinks, which is most teams played their running game and their defensive shifts coy. Like they weren't giving up any. They were being coy with it. They weren't giving up anything during spring training. So I wouldn't be surprised if we start in certain cases. Not all. I would say a few where they are moving those outfielders in spaces that we're not used to seeing outfielders. We hadn't seen a lot of that in spring training. I think we saw it once. That was it. And so we'll see. There's going to be some things we didn't expect or we hadn't seen yet, I'm sure.
One thing that we didn't I don't know that we didn't expect this, but the Padres put out their opening day 26-man roster today, Tony. I think just about everybody that's on this roster is who we expected. Of course, they had to put Adam Engel on the injury list, Adrian Mordejon going on the injury list, and, of course, Joe Musgrove on the injury list. But the one name that really caught my eye was a relief pitcher, Domingo Tapia, who
good.
I honestly didn't even really know who that was until I saw his name on the final 26-man roster. He's got to be a pretty excited guy this afternoon.
He put together a good spring training. I mean, he was really good in his relief appearances. Hard fastball. He can run it up there. He's got the good slider. Hard thrower. I mean, so his issue in the past was he was having a hard time commanding it. That was not the case during spring training. And the more you saw of him, the more impressed you got. Now, you didn't know where he set because of the injuries to Mordejon and a few of the other guys. Suarez, So with Suarez starting on the IL with
Suarez two on the IL, yeah.
Yeah, with Morty Holmes starting on the IL, it opened up a slot for Tapia. And you know what? Quite frankly, he pitched well enough to earn one. And so these are the things that make you a big leaguer, right? When opportunity presents itself, what do you do with that opportunity? Are you gonna keep the heat on the coaching staff to keep putting you out there in situations, or are you gonna struggle? And that a lot of times is what makes is the opening a big leaguer needs. Tapia has his opening. We'll see what he does with it, but he definitely earned this spot on this roster.
You look at the 13 position players that are on this ball club to open the season. I don't see a weak link anywhere, Tony. And I know there were some people who were talking about, well, the Padres went out and signed Bogarts and they paid all this money for their superstars. Are they going to be able to have depth? And I look at the 13 guys that are all on this active opening day roster, and I expect that all 13 are going to be able to contribute. I mean, you know, Austin, a remarkable comeback from the broken nose that he suffered just about 10 days ago. He's ready to go. Luis Campusano, a lot of people are predicting a breakout for this young catcher. And then you look at the infield, and you start with Cronenworth, and, of course, you got Ha-Seong Kim and Bogarts and Manny. But the guys behind them, Matt Carpenter, Rougned Odor. Odor had a really, really good spring to make this ball club as a non-roster invitee. And then Jose Azokar and David Dahl backing up in the outfield with Grisham and Soto and the two DHs, Carpenter and Nelson Cruz. Tell me how that team isn't going to score 10 runs every game.
I mean,
all right, maybe nine, right, guys? Maybe nine.
I mean, this is a
great lineup. Bob Melvin can't. It doesn't seem like whatever move he makes to the bench, he's not going to be able to do any wrong.
Yeah, whoever was saying that this team lacked depth on an offensive side was just not paying close attention to the roster, and that was before we got to the final, you know, 13 guys that they were going to use. I think Rougned Odor comes into spring training, he comes in late, and I mean, he really checked every box, right? They obviously wanted some depth while everybody was at the World Baseball Classic. He got opportunity then. He showed immediately that his defense was better than average. He can really play a strong second base. We know he can play third. We know you can play short if you needed him to do those things. So the last remaining box check, because he would then get hot, swing the bat. I think he had two homers in a game against the A's in spring training. And from that point on, he swung the bat terrifically. But the last box he checked that I think that made it almost impossible for the Padres to keep him off the roster was then he showed he can play the corner outfield spots. He went to left field, hadn't played an inning ever in his life in the outfield, and he quite frankly made it look like he had been out there before. So I think he made it easy. He made it hard on them at first, but then it got to the point where I don't know that he could keep him off. And then lastly, David Dahl gets the spot. It's seemingly the last spot on this roster. He'll hold that, or he'll be one of the guys holding it until Fernando Tatis Jr. comes back on April 20th. But he also had a good spring. Everybody that seemed to be in a competition during spring training, and I'm talking about all guys, right, all seem to have good springs. And that's what you ultimately want. You want it to be a legitimate competition. You don't want somebody backing into the spot. I think everybody who got on this roster that was fighting for one of those spots proved that they earned their spot to get here. And, you know, you're right. I think the depth offensively, I don't think there's any issues from that standpoint.
If there's any question marks, and I really don't know that there are any, but, I mean, the bullpen is something I just have to see. And, you know, it starts out with Hader. Obviously, you're going to miss Robert Suarez at the beginning of the season, but you still have Luis Garcia from the right side. Steven Wilson had a really nice first season last year. Domingo Tapia, we're going to see what he's all about. Nabil Crismat, I think, is going to be a key guy coming out of that bullpen, whether it's longer relief or short relief. Brent Honeywell makes this ball club, Tony.
Yep.
And then you got Tim Hill and Josh Hader, of course, the two lefties in the pen. Bob Melvin has some options, but I'm still looking forward to seeing this bullpen. You know, is it going to be shut down? Is it going to take a little while for it all to come to fruition? And we'll just see where it all, you know, works out. Because bullpens from year to year are always a little tough to project. You know, certain guys in the bullpen have a good year one year, not as good the next year. There's certainly guys that can get it done, though.
That's everybody, though. All 30 teams have the same question marks about their bullpen. Now, the ones that have legitimate stoppers, closers, you can kind of go backwards from there and fill in those pieces. So I think the Padres, although some of the names may not be familiar, you got some guys in there that can pitch. You mentioned Steven Wilson. You know what he can do. Nick Martinez is obviously going to move into that starting rotation. Tim Hill's a multi-inning guy. I think what puts them in a weak spot is not having Suarez to start the season. But, again, you don't necessarily – you're not complaining about a pitcher not being available in April. Certainly, if he put together the same thing he did last year where he pretty much wasn't available until, August, end of July, and pitches the way he does, the Padres will certainly take that as well. So, if you're going to say that there is a weak spot on this team, I would agree with you. It's probably the bullpen, but there's some guys in there that, just like a Steven Wilson last year who came in out of nowhere, right. There's some guys who are in that same spot and as talented and can do the same thing.
Well, one place we know that the Padres are not weak is with their fans. The fans are going to be spectacular all year long. They are fired up for opening day. I can't believe the crowd that is out here at Happy
Does.
It's only 2:15.
Yeah.
We are still 4.5 hours away from the first pitch. I mean, this is the kind of atmosphere I expect prior to a Super Bowl game or something. I mean,
well, I think a lot of people took the day off anyway, so now they're just making it a full day.
They figured they'd be at the ball game already.
But thanks for coming by, everybody.
So thanks, everybody, for coming by. We're going to be giving away prizes. If you're out there listening and you're coming down to the ball game, you're going to be in the gas lamp, make sure you stop by here at Happy Does. We're at 340, is it, Fifth Avenue? In the gas lamp.
Sure.
Well, it's either 340 or 320.
I think it's 3. I'm going to look before I say sure.
It's in the 300 block of Fifth Avenue in the gas lamp. So, you know, you can find your way over here. But what we're going to have is a Fernando Tatis Jr. autographed baseball to give away later.
340 Fifth Avenue.
340.
Yes,
I was right.
You were
the
right.
First time.
You were right.
All right. Fernando Tatis Jr. autographed baseball. Yu Darvish autographed baseball. We have a Trent Grisham autographed baseball. Everybody that's here thinks they're going to win those prizes, but guess what? We're going to invite a whole bunch more people to come down, and hopefully everybody will have a chance. Make sure you get signed up. Gwynn and Chris underway for opening day Thursday from the gas lamp on San Diego's number one sports talk station. Let's hear it, everybody. 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's opening day on 97.3 The Fan. Brought to you by Coors Light. Made to chill. Join us as we broadcast live at Happy Does.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Happy Does here in the Gas Lamp. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together here with a huge throng of people. We're still four hours before opening pitch. I mean, this place is hopping. We're excited to be here. We're giving away some autographed baseballs. And Tony Gwynn Jr. is with us. He's out at the stadium a couple of blocks over getting ready for tonight's opening game. Tony, I don't know if you saw it, but the starting lineup is out for tonight's game. I'm going to have Scraby announce tonight's starting lineup. We just gave it to the people here at Happy
Does.
Yes,
we did. And they overwhelmingly approved.
Wait, who are you announcing it for then?
For the people that are driving down to Petco. Oh,
there are people listening to the show out there.
Or stuck at work.
You mentioned me. You mentioned the people there. I was just trying to figure out. Like I've already seen the lineup, but go ahead.
Here it is for everyone who has not seen the lineup. Trent Grisham will be leading off in center field.
Yes.
Then you have Juan Soto batting second, playing left. Manny Machado at third, batting third. Xander Bogaerts, shortstop, batting cleanup. Jake Cronenworth. Why can't I say his last name? Cronenworth.
You better learn it, Scraby.
Fifth, first base. Matt Carpenter DHing, batting sixth. Austin Nola getting the start at catcher, batting seventh. Ha-Seong Kim playing second base, batting eighth. And then David Dahl, the one getting the start in right field, batting ninth. And Blake Snell pitching tonight for the Padres. So do we like that?
Fans here
lukewarm.
No, they were pretty excited about it. They've already heard it. Tony, any surprises for you on that opening day lineup?
No, not really. I guess when you look at it, I think on games where Carpenter is your DH, he's probably going to be in that sixth spot, whereas it probably looks a little bit different with a lefty on the mound. Nelson Cruz I could see batting cleanup in those lineups behind Manny. It just depends. It depends on what Bo Mel wants. He does like to go left, right, left, but you can see even in this lineup he's going left, left, right, right. You know, so he it doesn't have to be that way, but this is probably what the lineup's going to look like without Fernando Tatis Jr. against a righty.
Yeah, I wonder if, because we thought maybe Rougned Odor would get the start in right field. I wonder if Bob Melvin just feels comfortable with a career outfielder playing in the outfield on opening day. And like we said, David Dahl had a really good spring. I think it was down to either he or Odor for that last starting spot. But tomorrow, you're right, Tony, the lineup will look different tomorrow because they're facing a left-handed pitcher, Kyle Freeland, for the Rockies tomorrow.
Yeah,
so you know Nelson Cruz will be in there tomorrow at least, right?
It was one of the things that Bo Mel mentioned because he was asked in the last presser he did before we left what it would be like, because he's the type of manager like that likes to get his guys in there early.
Yeah.
And he said it helped early in the season that they're probably going to see right, left to begin, and that'll make it easier for him to kind of get everybody in there, get their feet wet. I think you're probably right in terms of Dahl. There's some familiarity here because he obviously was teammates with Marquez, and I'm sure they faced each other quite a bit on those backfields. He's probably a little more familiar playing right in this stadium as well versus Odor, who until spring training hadn't played in the outfield at all. So a little bit different monster going into these stadiums, especially in a packed crowd like we're expecting tonight. But the lineup will probably look a little bit different tomorrow. But, no surprises here in terms of what we see today.
Yeah, but I agree with you also, Tony. I don't think I'll be surprised at all if by the end of the weekend, Zokar doesn't make a start. Odor will make a start.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll try to get everybody in there for a start. Camposano, I mean, Nola's not going to start all four games. So I would think that the guys that are opening tonight on the bench will all get a spot in the starting lineup before the weekend's out, because Bob Melvin wants everybody to be part of this thing, and he knows he's got to have everybody ready. So that's always been his way of doing things.
It's because he understands, having been a guy who had to come off the bench or spot start, and in an era where, you know, they didn't necessarily use the extra players like they use now, I think he's found strength in the fact that if you have guys who are ready, who you're keeping in rhythm off the bench, it ends up helping you down the stretch, or if you get into postseason. I mean, just think of the guys who contributed to the Padres' run last year. They weren't all guys who were playing on an everyday basis. So that's a strategy that he has had a ton of success with. And, you know, more importantly, you keep the guys in the locker room happy. You know, you don't have any disgruntled extras because, you know, they're just rotten on the bench. They're getting to participate and feel a part of what the team is doing when they're having success.
Blake Snell is the starting pitcher, of course. We know that. I really like what Major League Baseball did a week ago by making the announcements of who the starting pitchers were going to be for all 15 opening day games. You know, this is the first time in baseball history that all 30 teams have played on opening day. They've never done that before. And I think it was a pretty good idea not only to have the 15 matchups, but to let everybody know who the starters were. People started getting geeked up for these games a week ago just because they knew who the starting matchups were. You have Alcantara going against Scherzer. You had DeGrom against Nola. You had Webb against Cole in New York today. Obviously, we knew our matchup here with Marquez and Snell. But I think it was a pretty good move by Major League Baseball, you know, to do that and have kind of roll out the names a week ahead of time, because everybody's been more excited about opening day even than normal.
Yeah, they didn't get full cooperation. I think all the teams were told not to make their announcement until a certain time, but there was a few that went ahead and announced it when they were ready to announce it or before that time. But you're right. I think it builds that intrigue, right? And guess what? With the pitch clock and the defenses having to be on both sides of the field, maybe we can get back to where we are highlighting these marquee pitching matchups. Like, we've kind of gotten away from that big, you know, ace versus ace matchup. I mean, you remember the time where Maddox and Johnson would be facing off on a Sunday night. That would be like the buildup. Everybody would be talking about that matchup. And I think it kind of gave that same feel when they announced the starters and you had all 15 games. You're able to kind of see who's going up against one. It gives you that opportunity to kind of build up towards that game. And, yeah, I agree. It was a good idea. Yeah, I'm sure if they continue to do that, it'll be more uniform where everybody is announcing it at the same time versus it leaking out and things of that nature. But I agree. It was a good idea. Baseball is Major League Baseball. You got to give them some credit, man. They have done some things right. They are usually very slow to move, very slow to make adjustments. But that has not been the case with these new rules and the way they approach this opening day.
I agree with you.
I think they need to make an adjustment on the runner being able to leave after two pickoff attempts. We saw Ronald Acuna do it earlier today, but it just feels like it's way too easy for a runner to steal a base. It just seems like they're taking everything away.
You're already ready.
I'm already angry with it.
Already angry. We're halfway through opening day.
Well, I don't even. Yeah. I didn't see the play, but it's going to be incumbent on the pitchers to figure it out. I mean, listen, you've had however many decades to have it the way it was, and it wasn't good for the game. So now they're going to open it up a little bit. These cats are going to have to, you know, maybe be a little quicker to the plate. I don't know. Save your pickoff throw so that the runner doesn't, you know, just can't feel comfortable getting way off. I assume that's what happened with Acuna, right? I mean, probably lost the first two picks or used his pickoffs and then had to go to the plate at that point.
Yeah, it was very easy.
Exactly what happened. So, Ronald Acuna was the first to take advantage of that. We've got some games that have already gone final in Major League Baseball on opening day. We'll take a break. We'll let you know what happened in those games. We got DeGrom against Nola, a matchup in Texas
That game just tied up.
Yeah, the pitching matchup has not materialized in that game at all. And we'll give you some of the other scores and some of the other news and notes from opening day, including a Cy Young winner who's already on the injured list. We'll get to all of that when we continue our broadcast live from Happy Does. Let me hear from these people way back in the corner here who just got in here. You got to, if you're going to come in and be part of the show, you got to make a bunch of noise back there. So we appreciate you coming in. Quinn and Chris, we'll keep rolling till 5:40. On San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To you by Coors Light. Made to chill. Join us as we broadcast live at Happy Does.
And indeed, we are broadcasting live. It's Happy Does in the Gas Lamp. We got a huge crowd out here. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, hanging with the Padre fans ahead of opening day. Scraby's going to take some pictures of all you out there, and you can tweet it out so people get an idea of what we're looking at here.
Here, unfortunately, Tony's going to have to hear us take a picture on the air. So let's do it. I got to turn the camera around, though, first.
Turn the camera around. That would be good.
All right, we got to get closer.
Let's get in there with some of these fans.
Let's go. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Woo! All right, tweet that out, Scraby, so people know what we're in for.
Hey, we have to do it. We have to do it again.
Did you mess it up?
That was Chris, by the way. He moved too early on the picture.
Woo! Oh, it's my fault?
He did. He did do that. All right, one more time. 1, 2, 3. There we go.
All right.
Woo! That was Chris Ello, Tony.
that was
Chris.
That was great radio, I'm sure. The people
it was amazing radio, okay?
Us taking a break to take a picture like that. We're giving away our first autograph signed baseball from Trent Grisham at the top of the hour. So if you're heading down this way, make sure you join us. The Major League Baseball scoreboard on this opening day, we mentioned just going out that the Phillies and the Rangers had the fantastic pitching matchup. Jacob DeGrom against Aaron Nola. DeGrom was the first to give way. He gave up 5 runs, was taken out in the 4th inning. Alex Bohm hit a home run. Trey Turner had an RBI triple off of him. But Nola gave it back in the bottom of the 4th inning. Grossman hit a 3-run home run for
Robbie.
Texas. Robbie, thank you, Tony. Tied it up 5-5, so they're still going in Texas, tied 5-5 in the bottom of the 4th inning. The Mets are leading Sandy Alcantara and the Marlins 2-0. That's already in the 6th inning. Max Scherzer's pitching that one for New York. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, they have to play somebody, so they might as well play each other.
Wait,
yo, best homer of the year already. O'Neill Cruz turned
my
around
guy.
101 like it was 89 miles an hour.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Hunter Green throws over 100 miles an hour and O'Neill Cruz turned one around. 4-1, Pirates lead the Reds, and the Blue Jays are leading the Cardinals 4-3 in the top of the 4th inning. Now earlier today, Logan Webb of the Giants set an all-time Giant record with 12 strikeouts for opening day, but he lost 5-0 to the Yankees. Aaron Judge kicked off his season with a home run, like the first at bat in the bottom of the first inning. So Judge is already at it. And Garrett Cole struck out 10 to help the Yankees beat the Giants. Atlanta got by the Nationals 7-2. The Orioles, my guy, not just my guy, but a lot of
my
people's
guy. Fantasy baseball. You guys are going to hear a lot about my fantasy baseball team. Adley Rutschman, 5 for 5 today.
Five, yeah.
A home run and 4 RBIs. Let's go, Adley!
Nobody cares about your
fantasy
baseball team.
Nobody cares, bro.
No one cares. You're going to learn that right away. I have a fantasy baseball team as well. But people out there, they only care about their own fantasy baseball team.
That's true.
They're not going to be cheering for yours.
No, that's true. You're right.
So you go ahead and enjoy Adley
Rutschman. Adley Rutschman was great today.
That was a great opening day performance, no question. The Cubs shut out the Brewers 4-0 today. Marcus Stroman got the 6 shutout innings. He also got the first illegal or taking too much time before throwing a pitch, and they called the ball, but Stroman overcame that. Shut down the Brewers, and the Rays shut out the Tigers 4-0. So that's the way opening day looked. Now, there's already been some injury news in that Atlanta game. Max Fried had to exit in the 4th inning with some arm tightness or something. You never know exactly what that's going to be, Tony, but Max Fried got 3 1/3 innings in, and they had to come out of that game early. Hopefully it's just a precaution. And then the other one is Justin Verlander has been placed on the injured list to start the season for the New York Mets. So the Mets
– starts already.
Yeah, it starts already. They add Verlander. They've already lost Diaz, their closer for the season, and now Verlander starts on the injured list. It all seems like a really big deal today, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal because, you know, they already lost their closer. But, you know, it doesn't sound like this is anything major. They're probably erring on the side of caution since it is opening day and there's so much season ahead of them. But certainly not the kind of start you want, because we do know when pitchers don't, when they have these kind of setbacks and they're working, kind of playing catch up, the year doesn't always go the way they wanted to. That being said, we are talking about a multi-time Cy Young Award winner, so he may be – the rules may not apply to Verlander.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Valenzuela and Peter Schwartz from the fine Odyssey Palace Studios have just come into the building. No, really, let's hear it for these guys. They're the reason that we're here today. We appreciate them coming down to support the program.
I hate this. Never mind. Our bosses are right there.
I'm cheering our bosses, man. There's nothing wrong with cheering our bosses.
No, never. Scraby's
uncomfortable, Chris. Can't you tell? He's very uncomfortable with what you did.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Scraby. I was uncomfortable when you told everybody that Adley Rutschman was on your fantasy team.
I was just about to say, I think people care more about Adley Rutschman than our bosses, and then hopefully they're not looking.
No, our bosses got a nice little ovation.
I'm kidding. I love my bosses.
We appreciate them.
Better.
I just tell you, I'm excited to be here, Scraby. I mean, this scene is beyond my imagination, but people are definitely excited for this upcoming season. Tony, I thought while we had a few minutes here in this segment, take a look at the competition in the National League West. And what you're expecting from the Dodgers, the Giants, the Diamondbacks, and finally the Padres' opponent tonight, the Rockies. We've talked about the Dodgers. It's going to be interesting to see where they go after 106 wins, followed by 111 wins. Most people don't think they can do it again. The pitching staff is without Gonsolin at the beginning. They don't really have a settled situation in their bullpen. They've lost both of the Turners, Trey Turner and Justin Turner. But I think that the Padre fans, we want to forget about the Dodgers, but we probably shouldn't, because they're still going to be probably a pain in our side all summer long.
Yeah, I hate to break it to people, but they're going to be. And it sounds like most of those folks are San Diego Padre fans that feels that they have fallen off in a major way. And they have, to be frank. Like, you lose both Turners. Those are like big time production spots for your ball club. So you're not going to be able to replace that very easily. You lose the left-hander, Anderson, that had such a terrific year for him last year. And so, yeah, they I don't think they're a 100-win team. I think the Padres have a potential to be a 100-win team. But I expect this division to be close. I expect the Padres to win it. But I don't think the Dodgers are going to just concede this West division. I think the Padres will finish first. I think the Dodgers will finish second. I think the Diamondbacks will finish third. I think the Giants will finish fourth, and the Rockies will finish fifth. But I expect this division, especially the Dodgers, but I think the Diamondbacks are a young, upcoming team. I expect them to be a thorn in the side of many teams in of the division. But we talked a little bit about it yesterday. The one thing the Dodgers did over the course of their winning divisions was they beat up on the bottom dwellers. They just hammered them all season long. And that's something the Padres, despite the success last year, didn't necessarily do that. I mean, they played better against the Diamondbacks and Rockies last year, but remember, the year before, they were like at 500 and below 500 against the two worst teams in the division. So that is where you expect them to really clean up, is to the bottom dwellers of that division really taking it to them and really stacking wins against them, because I think the Dodgers are going to be the Dodgers. Those will still be highly contested series, and I think the Diamondbacks are going to be a lot better than many people think they're going to be.
Let's talk a little bit about the Diamondbacks. I mean, Corbin Carroll is a name that baseball fans totally know who this guy is, because he's a rookie. He's one of the top prospects in all of baseball. Came up at the end of last year, got his feet wet. I hope he can handle all of the pressure, because people like me are predicting he's going to steal 50, 60 bases. He's going to run away with the Rookie of the Year award. It's easier said than done, Tony. But Corbin Carroll, Alex Thomas, Kyle Lewis, these are outfielders that are all young, all talented. Don't forget Christian Walker hit, 40 home runs last year, pretty close to it, at first base. And also, Ketel Marte had a really off season for him at second base. I expect he'll bounce back. So I'm kind of agreeing with your thought that the Diamondbacks could be a third-place team in this division this year.
Yeah, I don't know where the Giants have gotten. Like, I like the signings they made over the course of the offseason, but this is like the third year in a row where they missed out on the big free agent that they were trying to get. And so I think it opens up the door for a Diamondback team. They got a really young outfield. You mentioned Corbin Carroll. He is I think he was the number one prospect coming in last year. He certainly was the Diamondbacks' number one prospect. You made the trade for Kyle Lewis, a former Rookie of the Year in that outfield. You mentioned Marte. He's probably going to be healthy. He's looking to be healthy this season. Walker at first base. They got some pieces there. McCarthy is another one of the outfielders they have. They got the center fielder, Thomas. They got a young nucleus that they can build around. And then they have Zach Gallen at the top end of that rotation. Got Merle Kelly, who had a good year for them. And then you still got Matt Bum, who, despite, not necessarily being at the level that he has pitched at in the past, he certainly pitched better last year. He saw the velocity go up a little bit, the ERA come down a little bit. And so, we'll see. I don't think this team is going to be challenging for a wild card, but they certainly will make some noise in the division, I think.
Giants, as you said, they've added Mitch Haniger, but he opens the season on the injured list. That's one of their big signings. This is a really good former All-Star player from Seattle. But otherwise, Sean Manaea, Ross Stripling, do they have enough behind Logan Webb to really help the Giants get where they want to go? This is a Giant team that won 105 games or 106 a couple of years ago. Then they won 81 and 81 last year. I agree with you, Tony. They tried to do some things in the offseason, but ultimately they didn't get it done.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, free agency isn't a guarantee, and you're not the only one in it. There's a bunch of pitchers or a bunch of teams out there who are looking at the same players you are. So I think ultimately, man, this team just – has gotten, you know, they surprised everybody the year they won 100 games. Then they fell back to kind of reality last year. I don't know that they're that much better than they were last year. So we'll see how it goes, but I expect them to probably regress a little bit.
Some of the names you're going to see tonight for the Colorado Rockies include Ella Harris Montero. They include Jonathan Daza, Harold Castro, our friend Alan Trejo, former Aztec, Ezekiel Tovar, a new shortstop for the Rockies. This is a team that looks like they're rebuilding, Tony, but they still have a middle-of-the-road payroll, so it's not a complete teardown for the Rockies, and that gets a lot of people wondering what this organization's plan really is.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. Tovar, the shortstop, he's a guy who they have a ton of high hopes for. He's a shortstop. He's a guy who, you know, they're hoping can turn into a Rookie of the Year candidate. That's, you know, the type of talent he has. Elaris Montero, who they got in the Arenado deal, third baseman. He's a guy who's got some big pop. They do have a middle-of-the-road payroll, right? You got Chris Bryant, who had a tremendous spring, by the way. So, I mean, they have some guys that if everything falls into place, okay, then maybe they might have a little something. But I think, you know, when you're playing in Colorado, that's like the wild card. You know, how are the pitchers going to hold up in that environment? That's just something that it's hard to predict. And I know Marquez, who has been an ace for him, did not pitch like one last year. You're going to need him to get back into that form. Same with Freeland. You're going to have to hope that he gets back to an ace-like form. There's a lot of ifs and if things fall into place, and that's not a way you want to really go into the season.
One other guy that the Rockies still have is Charlie Blackmon. And you kind of, if you're a Padre fan, you wish he'd just retire by now.
Right?
Because old Charlie's done a lot of damage to the Padres over the years. And,
Charlie's, you know, not old when he faces the Padres for some reason.
No, he seems to find the fountain of youth every time he faces the Padres. So don't forget about good old Charlie Blackmon in a Rocky uniform. But it does seem like it's going to be a tough year for the Rockies. Hopefully the Padres can start them on their way to that tough season in this opening series, because as we said yesterday, the Rockies on the road never win, but they seem to do okay when they come to San Diego over the years. So we got to stop that, because you're right, Tony. If you're going to win this division, if you're going to win 100 games, you got to be able to mop up on the bottom of the division, and the Rockies are the bottom of the division. All right, Tony, we're going to let you roll, because you got a game you got to broadcast. It's opening day. Are you getting pulled in about 20 different directions on opening day? Because I expect that's always the way the case is with you.
I've been able to avoid it because I've been in here with you guys, and as soon as you let me off, I'm going to be pulled in 100 different directions.
As soon as you hang up the phone, they're going to pull Tony Gwynn.
Yes, he's on a phone right now, Chris.
Well, not on the phone.
He's on a phone right now.
Oh, stop it, Scream.
Hello.
Hey,
how's your fantasy baseball team doing?
It's doing great.
All right,
you.
Good. I'm really excited about that. And so is everybody here at Happy Does and everybody in our listening audience. They're all ecstatic for Scraby's fantasy baseball team.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
I'm getting dwindling claps. As I'm saying, raise the roof or whatever the heck I'm doing over here.
Dwindling claps for you on your fantasy baseball
team. Hey, Scraby, are you sweating right now?
Just a tiny bit. That's why I'm keeping the hat on, Tony. That's why I'm keeping the hat on.
Why are you sweating?
Thanks for outing me in front of everyone.
Am I making you nervous?
No, I'm just I'm just going to stop. It's much different saying this stuff in front of a group of people than it is in the studio.
Yeah.
But yes, it's well known I sweat, okay?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, it's a big crowd. We're up on stage. The bright lights are on.
They are on.
You got to come to play. All right, Tony, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and we'll be ready to wrap up the opening game and opening night festivities. But let's hear for Tony Gwynn Jr., everybody, as he gets ready.
You guys,
for his
enjoy
first
your
broadcast.
Opening day.
We all
thank
will.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, thank you, Tony. We're going to take a break ourselves.
We
step aside. During the break, We're going to give away our first autographed baseball. So if you have not signed up yet, Trent Grisham autographed baseball. We're going to give it away during the break. And then come back with hour number two of Gwen and Chris from Happy Does, located at 340 Fifth Avenue in the Gas Lamp. We'll be here until 5:40 this afternoon, taking you right up to the beginning of tonight's opening game against the Rockies on 97.3 The Fan. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.